This article appeared in the winter 2015 issue of UU World magazine. Black Lives Matter Banners Defaced at UU Churches by Elaine McArdle. You can slash it, steal it, or cut out the words, but you can't keep a vital message down. When Black Lives Matter banners were vandalized recently at a number of St. Louis area churches, including Unitarian Universalist ones, those congregations decided to make the message even more prominent. Tens of thousands of motorists each day read the words Black Lives Matter on a huge electronic billboard on Highway 44 in Missouri that remained up for a month. The Interfaith group pooled resources to put the billboard up on August 11th, the first anniversary of the shooting death of Michael Brown by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. Those who want to silence the conversation about race, we can't let them do that, said the Reverend Dr. Heather Arkovich, senior minister at First Congregational Church of St. Louis, who helped spearhead the effort in conjunction with area UU churches and others. UU churches in other parts of the country also have suffered vandalism of their Black Lives Matter banners. In Bethesda, Maryland, River Road UU congregation has been hit three times. On July 29th and again on August 11th, the banner had the word black sliced out, and on August 17th, the banner was stolen. In Heartland, Wisconsin, someone cut the word black out of Lake Country UU's church banner on August 11th. It has been patched up and the word still added, so it now reads Black Lives Still Matter. Reaction within the congregation was very strongly that this is not going to stop us, that we're not going to be afraid of this, and we're going to put it back up, said Reverend Amy Shaw, Lake Country's minister. UU ministers said their congregations are not backing down and see this specific form of vandalism and controversy over the term Black Lives Matter as an opportunity for deeper conversation about racism, racial justice, and white privilege. The Reverend Thomas Perchlick, minister at First Unitarian Church of St. Louis, which has had to replace its banner several times, said the phrase is a centerpiece of understanding the work for racial justice. It's really important to keep the words up there, he said. A lot of people want to get back to their comfort zone and stop talking about race, but it's always here, race, and we have to keep talking about it. Some who object to the Black Lives Matter wording, including some UUs, perceive it as an anti-law enforcement or believe it minimizes the value of white lives. There is a presumption that we are racist in saying Black Lives Matter, and they see themselves as crusader against this racism, said Shaw, who said the church has gotten two very angry anonymous phone messages along those lines. I think it harkens from a long tradition of seeing outspoken black people as angry or uppity, an affront. Perchlick said he received several emails from a woman who objected to the phrase before she revealed she had a brother and nephew who are police officers and that she perceived the Black Lives Matter movement as anti-police. He said he engaged with her in a dialogue of their respective understandings that ended up being really beautiful. There's a lot of tension between police and protesters, he noted, with fear, pain, and anguish on both sides. He said conversations about the broken relationships between police and the community and about the intersection between crime and poverty are happening more and more. It's good to see that happening, and Black Lives Matter is part of that. The St. Louis Highway billboard has the URL prayingwithourfeet.org, a website that offers resources to help people understanding the debate around the message Black Lives Matter. And Standing on the Side of Love has created a guide to help congregations whose banners are vandalized. That's tinyurl.com/BLM banners. The Reverend Julie Taylor, a St. Louis community minister who is deeply involved in the Black Lives Matter movement, said the vandalism can be another opportunity for witness. It might prompt someone who's on the fence to say, "That's not okay," and maybe jump in a little deeper. This is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocalese, a member of First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.